The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
Don't come round to regular here. Oh, yeah, it's just a headache. I don't want to feel no more. Put up Black Magic is so outdated.
Right, that was Glass Candy from their 2001 demo tour CD. That was the song Love, Love, Love. They re-recorded it later. Glass Candy are in town. They're playing tonight as a part of the Olio Festival. They're going to be at the Republic, which is a terrible venue and an awful way to host Glass Candy and welcome them into our city. But, you know, Olio's got to do what Olio's got to do, so... yeah, maybe go see Glass Candy if you like them a lot. They sound a lot different now. They have kind of more of a disco sound, but I love their all their stuff. Their early stuff is really great, though. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM with you for the next hour with special guests.
What's up?
Okay, so we didn't do a levels check. Hey, what's hot?
I'm Casey Bork.
Hey, Casey.
I'm Claire Kenny. Casey has destroyed microphones since.
but what a lovely way to go for a microphone, being destroyed by Casey. That's the best way to go. Welcome to the station. Thanks for coming in on your lunch break.
Thank you for inviting us.
You guys work on campus as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how we met.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fell in love.
And now that you have met, where is your relationship taking you? What's happening with the? Is there a partnership that you guys have that's going to play itself out next week, maybe?
Yes, we're in a band. There's us two and our friend Leanne Chapman's on bass, and Valerie Graham's on guitar, and Jordan Tucamps is on drums, and then Claire Kenny also plays guitar, and I'm the singer. And we're called What's Hot.
Awesome.
And we're playing a show at the Library Square Public House next Tuesday at with the Battle Snakes, and we're really excited. It's our first show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been playing together for?
I think less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Something okay. like that, yeah.
So you hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And now you have a show.
Well, and then our bass player, Leanne, she went to France for a month. So our friend Mike Park, who used to be in the Manipulators, he played for a while. And then Claire Kenny went away all summer. What were you doing, Claire?
No commitment.
I was, I know, so lame. I was building a house. I'm building a house out of mud.
Oh, really? Cob.
Yeah. Cob. Cool. Building a house out of Cob on Lisgeedy Island.
Wow. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, so yeah. every practice we were like, when's Claire coming home? We missed her so much.
Every day when I was hefting 50-pound buckets of cob, I was like, when am I going back to Vancouver?
Cool. So should we just listen? Should we
sure.
give us a listen?
Yeah. Go for it.
So you brought in a CD.
Yeah, it's just recorded at our studio space. Jordan, our drummer, he knows how to do all kinds of neat stuff. So he just recorded us playing live
awesome.
On practice, and here we go.
Cool. So which track should I play? The first one?
Go.
Let's just
1, 2, 3,
dive
go.
In there.
Yeah.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go. Did that work? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advanced tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi. Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
Ladies, who's got more girls than Tricky Woo?
You do, Snakes, you do!
Did we just hear?
That was the Battle Snakes, and this is they're recording a new album right now, but this is their older album, and it's basically a bunch of covers of hot Canadian bands from early 2000s, like Tricky Woo and the Tabernak and the Nasty On and the Von Zippers. Nice. And the Spitfires.
So that was the song Let Us Sing.
That by Tricky Woo, one of my favorite bands still to this day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then before that, we heard a whole bunch of What's Hot.
Yeah. The first song was about an abusive relationship I used to be in. It was called Booze. And then the second song, Val and I were at the Ice Cream Social one night, and they were playing all these songs like, oh, my boyfriend's so awesome, blah, right. blah. And we're like, well, let's write one called My Boyfriend's a Skid. So that's what that was.
Yeah.
And, it's been inspired by a few men who've been in our lives, or should I say boys. And then the third song is Kitten Party, and that song, actually, Val and Jordy, they're a couple, and they're also in our band, so they better not break up. But they just screwing around playing music, they wrote this song Kitten Party, and then we decided to use it because it is so much fun.
And quite a vocal performance
there. Well, thank you. Yeah, it takes all my air. We have to play it last.
And then you collapse just off stage.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much.
And so you're playing with the Battle Snakes. How do you know the Battle Snakes? Your pals?
Well, the band Chains of Love in town that's getting all the press. They were going to do a they were going to do a show, and our friend Mike Roach, his band, was going to play with them, and Beatroot wanted to put on this show, and they're like, oh, we need a third band, like, think of somebody, and Mike Roach suggested our band, so Beatroot was like, oh, we need to hear something from you. So we sent them some songs and never heard from them again. And we were like, all right, then, that's fine. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, do you want to play a show for part of our Higher Learning Tuesdays? And, you know, basically pick a band that you like in town that has a following or whatever. So we said the Battle Snakes. And they said, yes. Because we wanted to play with a rock and roll band. Because we started out originally, like, the whole idea was that we were going to be a soul band.
Right.
And then we've just kind of gone in every other... Like, we have... we play some covers, but... And... I don't know, maybe we'll write some soul songs. We have a lot of writing to do still.
I really love Casey's kind of pitch to me. She's like, it's going to be a soul band, but it's going to have Thin Lizzy guitars.
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
How many songs do you guys have?
We have right now 5 original songs, and then we do like 4 covers because we haven't been around for very long. But
no, 6
months. We're going to play this show, and then we're going to get down to writing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who are some of the covers that are, which are some of the bands that
Archie Bell and the Drells, Tighten Up, and we do the Sonics, Strychnine, and we do a cover of the Dirt Bombs covering J.J. Abrams' Chains of Love.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to listen to... let's listen... I queued up the pack. So we're going to listen to the pack.
Yeah!
And then we'll listen to some of those songs if you want.
Okay.
That you guys cover.
Sure.
And you have a bit... You both have a bit of a connection to the pack in that...
Yes.
Maya used to work at the bookstore.
Maya used to work at the bookstore too. That's how we met her. And actually Shelby from the Oregon used to work there. And Becky from the pack, she was a Rush cashier.
What is it with the bookstore? Why are there so many cool people at the bookstore?
I don't know. It's hard to say, I guess. But it's a really good place to work.
Yeah.
And it's very friendly for women.
Yeah.
Union wages.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and benefits. Yeah, we're really lucky people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give a listen to The Pack. This is from their new album. It's called
Unpersons.
Unpersons. And they've been number one on the campus charts for the
Already?
Last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Very good.
Well, they deserve it.
Yeah, they certainly do. So this is the song Sirens.
Forever.
That was the Dirt Bombs with a cover
of J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. Like, isn't that the, what's the name of the guy who directed Lost?
Same guy.
I forget
same
his
name. Guy. That's
incredible. I forget his last name. Oh, what a bad person.
Yeah.
It could have the same name.
No. Definitely not.
Google it.
Okay. Well,
JJ Barnes, that's it.
JJ Barnes,
JJ
okay.
Barnes. Apologies, JJ Barnes.
That's okay. I just thought, like, what a polymath.
I know.
You know, recording these amazing soul songs and directing the Star Trek remount. And Lost.
Crazy.
My goodness. Yeah, Chains of Love performed there by Detroit's The Dirt Bombs.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And so you guys are going to play a cover
yep.
of that?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah,
should
I know.
People bring an extra pair of socks for when you knock the first pair off? Hey, am I right?
It's funny because they do it with two bass players, two drummers, and one guitarist, and we're the opposite. We have two guitarists, one bass player, and one drummer.
Damn.
Although we did have...
So twice the power
yeah,
somehow.
Yeah. We did have two bass players at one practice because Mike Park and Leanne were playing at the same time, and it was pretty wicked.
It was bass wars.
Yep.
Bass wars. Nice. Before that, we heard Thin Lizzy.
Yes, Bad Reputation. It's
yeah.
one of my favorite songs ever.
Awesome. And at the top, we heard The Pack AD from their new album, Unpersons, out on Mint Records, the song Sirens. For Mint Record fans, there's going to be a big thing on October 6th, a release of an oral history of Mint Records called Fresh at 20, written by Caitlin Fontana. And it's a big book all about Mint Records. And Lisa Marr is coming up from Los Angeles to do a Cub sing-along.
Whoa.
At the book launch. So
oh,
it should
boy.
Be a lot of fun.
That sounds cool.
Check that out. So this is the part of the show where we do show listings. Coming up tonight, Glass Candy and Chromatics are playing at the Republic as part of Olio Festival. There's tons of other things happening with the Olio Festival, so go check out their website for those details, because I don't want to go through them all. Tomorrow, Jay Massis of Dinosaur Jr. is playing with Dirty Mags at the Rio. That's an all-ages show. The Vancouver Noise Fest is at 1067 starting tomorrow night, going on till Thursday. There's a festival that my friend is putting on called the Accordion Noir Festival. And I meant to look up this link earlier, so I'm just typing it in now. Typey-typey, great radio right here.
Does he run an accordion night at Spartacus Books?
Yes.
I've been to that.
Yeah, yeah, Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. So the festival, oh, that's the radio show. Anyways, the festival starts tonight and goes until Sunday. And there, anyways, go check that out. On the 24th, Broken Social Scene is playing with Ra Ra Riot and Dinosaur Bones at Malcolm Bowl. That should be wet. Sunday night, Bon Iver is at the Orpheum. Also that night, James Blake is at the Commodore. On the 27th, Blonde Witch plays with Mercy Years and Tyranno Horse at Shindig. Jonathan Richman is at the Biltmore, but more importantly...
What's Hot and the Battlesnakes. We're opening. Battlesnakes are headlining, and it's at the Library Square Public House on Tuesday the 27th.
Awesome.
$3 craft beers.
$3 craft yeah, beers.
I think
my
covers
goodness.
$6. So.
Yeah, but $9 and you're drunk and enjoying music.
Yeah, totally,
perfect. Perfect.
Totally.
The next night, Twin Shadows playing with Diamond Rings at the Biltmore on the 28th. Also that night, Ladytron is playing with Snoyoyo at the Commodore. On the 29th, Pleasure Cruise is at the Biltmore. Jennifer Castle and Ruffled Feathers are at the Electric Owl. Toro Imoy is playing with Bass Drum of Death at Venue. And on the 30th, Robert Fougere, who does a lot of photography for Discorder and is a swell guy all around. He and his friend Sarah Holtum are holding an art show at Art Bank, which is at 1897 Powell Street, and they're playing with the Albertans and DJ Tom Whalen. So check that out. Ooh. Shows.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a mouthful.
All right. Let's get back to playing music. I think that's what everybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Let's listen to another one of the covers that you guys are going to be doing. How does that sound?
Great.
Okay, so let's give a listen to the Sonics. Stick
yeah.
down?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Money, then I like this stuff.
with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. What's gonna tighten it up for me now? Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now. Now, I said if you could do it now, you sure would be tough. Now look here, come on now, now make it mellow. The time it up now, do the time it up. Everybody can do it now, so get to it. We're gonna time it up, do the time it up. You can do it now, so baby get to it. Or do your left now, or do your right. Everybody can do it, but don't you get too tight. Come on and tighten up, or tighten it up now. Or tighten it up now, tighten it up. Or do the tighten up, come on and tighten it up. Tighten it up now. Come on now, Billy, tighten it up. Oh, yeah.
Sock it to
me now. Tighten it up. Come on, tighten up that bass. Oh, yeah.
Come on, tighten up, bass. Come on.
Now, look here. I want that guitar to fall in on that. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now, tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now, everybody tighten it up now. Now, look here. We're gonna make it mellow for you now. We're gonna make it mellow now. You can get it. Move to your left, move to your right. Tighten it up now. Everything will be out of sight. Come on and tighten it up. Tighten it up now. You can do it. So baby, get to it.
Discorder Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present Drawn Ship's Low Domestic CD Release Party, Saturday, September 24th at Art Bank. Drawn Ship are hot off a tour, and one of them is 7 months pregnant, so needless to say, it should be a magical night. Corbin Murdoch will warm up the stage. Admission is $10. $15 gets you into the show, plus sends you home with your own copy of Drawn Ship's fabulous new CD. That's Drawn Ship, Saturday, September 24th at Art Bank, 1897 Powell Street.
Montreal's darling indie rockers are making a rare Vancouver appearance on September 24th at the Wise Hall. Twice nominated for the Polaris Prize, Malajube is touring the country with Besnard Lakes in support of their new album, La Caverne. Released by Dare to Care Records, La Caverne is Malajube's fourth and newest album and is available at your local record store. Put September 24th on your concert calendar and check Malajube out at the Wise Hall on September 24th as part of the Olio Festival. For more info, visit daretocare.com and malajube.com.
Thank you. stopped you for na-na-na-na chain. Leaving patches soft and warm, that one thin, even on the we go out of again.
You are the music. Don't let no one tell you that you have a chance. Can't you hear it? You are the music. Don't let no one tell you that you have a chance. Can't you hear it?
That was Tight Bros from way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best live acts I've ever seen in my life, still to this day.
Amazing.
Yep. And when they played at the Pick, I think it was about 10 years ago, I ended up with a tambourine somehow, and I had bruises up and down my entire leg of tambourine, of the little cymbals, because I was hitting it so hard. And he has one of the greatest voices in the world. So, yeah, I love the Tight Bros.
Yeah.
We wanted to do a Halloween cover band of the Tight Bros, but we didn't have enough time to learn it because it's so complicated. But I love his voice.
Tight licks.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Before that, we heard some Royal Trucks.
Yeah. Call Out the Lions.
Yeah.
Pound for Pound.
Mm-hmm. And What's the name of the lady singer?
Jennifer Harima.
Jennifer Harima. Yeah, so she was in town recently. But
yeah, she played at the Waldorf with RTX.
Right.
Sans Neil Haggerty band, and I didn't go and see it, yeah. So kind of curious.
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, well. Still doing it, though. Still doing it. And at the top, from Houston, Texas, we heard Archie Bell and the Drells with Tighten Up.
Yeah.
A song that you will hear if you go to...
You will hear if you come to the show.
Library Square.
You'll hear a white girl singing it.
You can tighten up too, can't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Very good. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Library Voices, Friday, Lady Hawk, Needles and Pins, and Indian Wars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Damn, that's a hot
show. That is a hot show.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's part of the Olio Festival.
Of course.
Saturday, Graham Clark's Laugh Gallery is the early show, and the late show is Glory Days. Monday, Giant Sand. Tuesday, Jonathan Richmond. And Wednesday, A Twin Shadow in Diamond Rings. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. That is a hot week for Biltmore. Well done.
Yeah.
Way to keep it going. We've got about 10 minutes left. Tim has given us the hello.
Yes.
And he was approved. This next 10 minutes will be Tim approved. So if you tuned in early... to hear Tim, don't turn us down, turn us up. Okay, so Hex Dispenser,
yeah.
That's what we have coming up next.
Yes, they're from Texas.
They're from Texas
as
well? Yeah,
they have a newer album, but I don't have it.
Cool, and what's the song that we're going to hear?
Are You an Assassin?
Are You an Assassin?
It's a question.
It is a question. Here we go.
I can see a burden in your eyes, and I know something is about.
right. That was the White Wires from their album 2. And that was the song, Be True to Your School Till You Get Kicked Out. And that goes out to all the undergrads. We're going to get kicked out this year because there's going to be a lot of you because it happens every year. And it's not that big of a deal. You'll be fine. Some of my best friends got kicked out. Before that, we heard the Hex Dispenser. Are you...
an assassin.
An assassin.
See, yeah. It's a question.
Nice.
I really want to know.
Cool. So that's going to do it for Dunkin' Donuts for this week. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca, and you can see what we played, all three of us, at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Stay tuned. Tim is up next with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and then
the Japanese
changed.
Show.
You can go with Japanese Quest. And then later, Barn Burner. That's what I was checking. Is Bobby has moved?
I know. It's
and
sad.
He's at 5 o'clock. Yeah,
because no I can't listen to
work
him.
Hours.
I can't listen to him at work anymore.
But it's his birthday today, so
he's an old fart
that's
now.
Nice. He is.
I don't know him
officially. Officially, he's gone from young fart to old fart. Okay, so thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It was really fun.
Yep.
So make sure to get down to Library Square on the 27th.
On the 27th for What's Hot and the Battle Snakes are the headliners.
What time are you guys on at?
I have no idea. 10-ish?
Showtime.
10-ish.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so we're going to close out with a record of yours.
Yeah.
Sparks. Yeah.
Kimono My House is the album.
Awesome.
And there's Japanese ladies in kimono, so it's a pun.
Radio isn't always a visual medium, so we have to help people along. Yeah, that's what the record, that's what the label looks like.
I love puns.
Cool. Okay. And the song is
This Town Ain't Big Enough for Both of Us.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Get out.
True. Okay. See you next week, guys.
Enough. Saturday, Sunday morning through Batesville, listening to gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Bobby the Badger Ferris here. You know what your week's been missing?
Hank's giving me those high tides. Cash is gonna sing it low.
Do you like good music?
Tune into the Barn Burner late Thursday afternoons from 5 till 6 p.m.
I think that's called the drive time.
Thanks, Bubbles. The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your weekly fix of
honky tonk heroes, rhythm
and
blues,
and
would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?